Yo, what's up? I dedicate this song to my little nephew, who gave me the four best months of my life, you know what I'm saying? Peep this. A little baby was born to a woman on her own. Times was hard, but she provided a home. He was born November 9th, 1991. That's when the little kid's life begun. Everything seemed cool. A 7-pound baby boy who cried, smiled, and drew. He laughed when I picked him up. He laughed so hard, my little nephew started spitting up. But that's what baby boys do. The boy was like my son, but just my little nephew. Javante D'Earl, that was his name. Last name Abrams, with much knowledge to gain. I used to watch him smile, knowing he would be with us for a long while. I guess he was so special we couldn't stay, cause the Lord straight up took him away. I was laying in my bed, kinda blew out. At 4 a.m. Jess came in and I was knocked out. My sister got up to check up on her kids. Avante was sleeping, but Javante wasn't breathing. She busted my room with him in her hands. He wouldn't wake up, there's some stuff I don't understand. Earlier that day, he was doing fine. I was playing with his mother, saying this boy is all mine. She was crying so hard, I couldn't understand. I was still blew out, she tossed him in my hand. I did mouth to mouth and couldn't bring him back. We jumped in the TA and made ops wait tracks. I went through red lights to save him. I made it to grace, they jumped on it with no time to waste. In the family room for an hour, I didn't know if they brought him back or if they had the power. I knew what was up, but she couldn't take it. My sister broke down when they said he didn't make it. And he was only 4 months. Even though he's gone, I keep holding on. Way back when my homie got shot, cause he was in that gang of just slinging rocks. I told him to quit, but he wouldn't stop. And 89 is the year that he got popped. Now his life going for some dumb shh. He should have made his knot and just got out real quick. But the money was fast and easy as well. Besides dope fiends, he had much clientele. But then he started beefing, and behind his back they was plotting and scheming of a way to take him out. I guess he had too much money and not enough clout. So they set him up fast, caught him coming out of freak's house and straight up smoked and chill. He had everything he wanted. Even though he had it, the young brother didn't flaunt it. To the brothers who ain't have much, he even helped the brother out and tried to stay in touch. He's the man that got me started in this business. He was down from the start and God is my witness. What he was doing probably wasn't right, but that's the only way he knew how to get his stripes. Now my brother's gone from this episode. The next time I see him, I'll meet him in the crossroads. You was always a true one, Chauncey Jones. And yo, I'll keep holding on. It seems like I'm holding on to some sort of a dream. Cause 1 minute you're here, next minute you're gone. It seems like God wants me to be alone. I can remember Christy, a sweet young lady. She was pregnant, but really, she was on a 9-month. Had problems with her family and just got over the damn hump. She moved in with a man, thinking she could raise a family and making all sorts of plans. Then an argument broke out. He was drunk as hell, trying to knock my girl Christy out. He went a little bit too far. He pulled his gun, shot her in the throat, and that's all she wrote. The baby died, and so did she. I keep holding on until the Lord takes me.